here's a story from The World.
October 31st. It is a big deal here in the U.S. In places like Spain, Halloween has only recently come on the radar. It's grown in popularity thanks in large part to American film and TV. In Spain's northeast region of Catalonia, it's even starting to threaten more traditional holidays. Lucia Benavides has our story from Barcelona.
From October to February, Katia Guitián can be found selling roasted chestnuts in downtown Barcelona. She set up on a street corner in a small wooden kiosk and cooks chestnuts on a roasting pit. She then serves them warm, wrapped in newspaper. The snack is very popular this time of year and forms part of a centuries-old Catalan tradition called La Castañada, or Chestnut Feast, where Catalans get together with family and friends for a big feast on October 31st.
Bueno, este año es un poco perdido, porque,
this year ejemplo, is a bit of a lost cause, says Guitián. She's one of the few street sellers that actually opened amid the coronavirus pandemic. And she says sales are lower than ever before. Guitián comes from a long line of chestnut sellers. Her family has had their stand in the same corner for at least four decades. But the trade dates back even further. Peasant women from the countryside, called castañeras, would come into the big city and sell roasted chestnuts as early as the 1800s. They typically wore scarves over their heads and long skirts. Now, that particular image has turned into a symbol for La Castañada. Every year, children sing songs about this historical figure at school.
Castañada is, in fact, the secularization of the tradition of All Saints.
That's Danny Cortijo, a local historian who specializes in popular culture. He says the tradition comes from when Catalans would stay up all night before going to the cemeteries to pay respect to their ancestors. They would keep a fire to stay warm and eat seasonal foods like chestnuts. The holiday may also have some roots in harvest festivals. At a typical castañada feast, you'll find roasted chestnuts, baked sweet potatoes, and a sugary almond pastry called panallets. But for the past couple of decades, locals have begun to celebrate Halloween, in some households completely replacing castañada activities.
And for children and for teenagers, it's more attractive, Halloween, than the local tradition, because it's not the same thing.
Cortijo says it's impossible to compete. One is essentially a costume party, while the other is a family gathering. He worries Castañeda could eventually be lost to history. But he doesn't think pushing away the American holiday will do any good. Instead, he wants to make an effort to preserve the Catalan one, especially in public schools.
I think they can coexist and they will coexist because I prefer to have different traditions, not only one tradition in all the world, like Castalloween or Halloweenada. It's like a mixture of Castañada and Halloween.
Among a group of first graders playing at a park after school, there's a clear consensus about which holiday is the favorite.
Halloween.
But one little girl tells me she also likes La Castañada.
Hacemos un dibujo de la castaña y lo pintamos.
In a mix of Spanish and Catalan, she says that at school they celebrate by drawing pictures of chestnuts and coloring them. It may not be candy, but chestnuts are tasty too, she says. For The World, Lucia Benavides, Barcelona.